A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Rolling on a hump day with your boys. We are here and accounted for along with executive producer Brad Carson on the ones and twos. And we got another Grizzlies Summer League game in the bag. This time we got a win thanks to some last second heroics by another one of their draft picks. How about that? Instant impact, at least in the Summer League, for Zach Kleiman's draft pick. Shout out to Jalen Wills and the shot he hit last night as the Grizzlies get the win. Again, it is Summer League. But I'll tell you what, this time of year, you'll take it. And Grizzlies will be back at it tonight against the Thunder. We will talk about last night's win. No GG, no ED, so obviously probably won't talk as much about it, but we certainly will. Memphis basketball. Penny Hardaway adds a shooter to the roster. We'll talk about that and its attempts, obviously, to replace David Jones, who, oh, by the way, we saw last night in a Summer League Philadelphia 76ers uniform. Got a chance to see him up close and personal. We got Team USA versus Canada tonight in a friendly that maybe won't be so friendly. John, I don't know about it if you saw it, but Argentina soccer took a shot at our man Drake. Everybody's shooting at Drake. It's just the thing to do these days. Of course, OKDOT made it easy. And then I stumped John with this one before we came in here. Brad, I'll pose the question to you too. Maybe you guys can come up with it before we get there. But a Memphian, a Memphis native, is mocked to go in the first round of next year's NBA draft. Who is it? I stumped John so far, I do feel like he will get it before we get to the story.
Memphian. Memphis native. So Memphian, is he a prep school?
Memphian. Not at a prep school. Talking about somebody that's in college. Talking about somebody that's in college.
Yeah, okay. I really don't know.
He's mocked to go in the 2025 NBA draft, late first rounder. I'm screaming it at John mentally. I've talked about this guy a ton.
The kid from Marquette? The kid from Marquette that went to ECS, and his name is?
Cam Jones.
Cam Jones.
Now, I'm disappointed in John that you, my man, and I'm proud of you, because you listen to me.
I do.
As soon as I said I talk, that's when it hit you. The guy from Marquette, that's who Jason's off. And you listen to me.
Cam Jones.
John could not do it.
I couldn't.
Knew it when you said Marquette.
I couldn't.
Marquette. So you, great job, Brad. John, disappointed that you didn't think of Cam Jones.
So he's a first rounder?
First rounder.
No.
According
kid.
To Sam Vecenie right now. I mean, how,
that's impressive as hell.
Heck yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's
love
impressive
me some
as
Cam
hell.
Jones. Told y'all Cam Jones. Cam Jones should have been at Memphis.
Yes, wow.
At some point.
We've been saying it over and over again. I'm sure our 125 guest again will tell you
was
how.
Was it FACS or ECS?
ECS.
Yeah.
Played for Team Thad.
Yep.
You know, Penny had a lot of guards at that time, and Cam had offers from other places, obviously. But Cam Jones, man.
Good for him,
yeah,
bro.
He's, you know, he's certainly got the chance. And most think that highly of him, that he could possibly be a first-round pick.
Yeah. Listen, big news yesterday as Memphis basketball adds to its roster. We'll touch on that. Today on the show, we're going to be joined by Norton Hurd IV at 125 as he gets ready for... When does Peach Jam
next week, bro.
Next week, yeah.
Yes, so it's go time. It's the last week of practice beforehand.
Yeah, so...
It's time to go win one for Memphis.
We'll get into all of that with Norton Hurd IV as this is the last week before Peach Jam, so looking forward to that. But start with what Memphis basketball did in the news yesterday. The Summer League Grizz game was, Jalen Wells had a game winner. It was great, but it was not, none of the starters were out there, right? So, we could start with Jalen Wells' bounce back performance. I mean, it was good to see. I mean, it was hard. It was going to be hard to be worse, than he was in the first game. Was he 1-9? But he definitely did look more confident, and I don't know if there's a path for him to get playing time next year. Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see knockdown. Like you saw it a little bit.
We saw it.
Yeah.
And it was good to see. I mean, that's what he was known for, and him and Cam both. I mean, obviously coming in here, that's why the Grizzlies drafted him in the second round. There's a need for shooting. And so to see the shot dropping, did take 23.
Yep.
And again, it's summer league. There's no GG. There's no Laravia. So the bulk of the shots have got to go somewhere. Makes some sense, obviously, that you're going to run Wells, particularly after a lackluster performance in game one. So it was good to see. And really, it's really the confidence, right, that you hope he gains from a performance like that, more as opposed to the actual performance or anything we learned from it. It's really the confidence. You hit a game winner,
yep,
won a summer league game, got the post-game interview, should be feeling good going into the third game tonight. That's what you want to see in summer league from your guys. And if it's nothing else, they're gaining a little bit of confidence, obviously against a lower level, but it was good to see.
Yeah, no, it was...
it come from him. It was good to see.
I had Philly plus two. So that was a tough one. It was a push, better than losing.
Yeah.
But I definitely thought that after...
You a wild man on this summer league stuff.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, I'm getting after it.
It's amazing.
Did
China fool you yesterday?
They
looked like they... Yeah.
They covered.
I saw that number there.
They
and I said, they might have got old John.
They did. Had 24 and a half. They won. 89-67. So, that hurt.
Spurs should be ashamed of themselves. Only went about 22.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's been just piecing up China. And the Spurs summer league team can't even beat them by 25.
China shouldn't even be here. Like you said, they own the league, though. So they will have their team in it.
This is a camaraderie thing. You know what I mean? Jalen Wells is the game winner.
Cam Spencer good again.
He was.
Again, I don't know what it's going to mean. And you're going to talk about a guy that's on a two-way, but mm-hmm, just continues to make all the right plays, it feels like. And we saw him knock down the three again, but 18 points, 7 rebounds.
Yep.
8 assists.
I mean,
Mr. Make the right play. That's what he is.
I think honestly, paths to playing time are the tough parts here.
Mm-hmm.
But he just makes shots. He's a shot maker. You know, he can't. He's just like
3-7 last night.
He's just like me. He's just a shot maker, man. You know, if he takes a two, miss. Steps back, takes a three, make. I can't explain it. It just is what it is. The farther he is away from the basket, the harder the shot, the more likely he is to make it.
I think you lower the stock of the take when you compare him to yourself.
Well, the old me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll also talk about why I believe that although Zach Edey will be a great player for the Grizzlies immediately, betting on him as a favorite to win Rookie of the Year is a bad bet.
I saw you tweeting about that.
People are very upset.
I'm very curious about your take there.
You know, as if I haven't been on here singing this guy's praises for, a week straight.
Well, maybe that's why it was odd to see, I thought.
Yeah,
or made it more odd, at least when I first saw your tweet.
Because there's levels to it, right? Like there's
you'll make us understand, right?
And I got a guy on here saying, I got a guy on here on Twitter saying that I'm being negative by saying that Zach Edey won't win Rookie of the Year. That's negative. A guy that was picked ninth in the NBA draft. I'm saying it won't be the rookie of the year. I'm being negative. It's just, you know.
Can't do that in Memphis, John.
People just, you know, the IQ sometimes around people is just, it's low. It's dangerously low these days, man. You know what I mean? Where is the critical thinking? Where did it go?
You're gonna show us in the rundown,
where
I suppose.
Where did it all go? Because it's not here anymore. We had left us. It left us. RIP. To Joe Biden's Democratic nominee, George Clooney, has said step down. I'm just passing along. Every day I want to give you the latest, and today there was a new one. George, the dam is breaking. when Batman says it's time to step down, don't you have to do it?
He was not my Batman.
Who was your Batman?
My guy from Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton.
The first one.
Michael Keaton.
That's it.
I think Christian Bale was my Batman, bro.
I didn't like him either. He's arrogant as a man. It doesn't make him a bad person, but we know he's very arrogant.
And the voice, too. Yeah. It's very...
Again, the first Batman was the exciting one for us old people. And Keaton, although he was criticized, I'm like, why is Michael Keaton playing Batman? Thought he did a great job. He's my Batman. So don't bring me no Clooney news.
Zach Edey is the consensus favorite to win Rookie of the Year.
That's Christian Bale.
That was really good.
That's
how he would have responded to you in this take. As before he straightened you out.
And then was Heath Ledger your Joker, would you say?
Oh, man. I guess everybody says he was the best one, right? Didn't he win the award or whatever?
He won the award. Posthumously.
Again, I didn't get into that one as much as others.
You didn't get into Heath Ledger's Joker, bro?
No. Batman had gotten too heavy by that point. We don't need to go here, but you will not win a discussion with me. Batman needed to be light. That's why the first one with Jack.
Light.
Yeah, it needed to be light. They made it too heavy. They made it too dark as they went on with the other actors and everything else. Heath thing, you know, you're just going too far. Obviously, it's a great performance, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm Batman's a comic, man. Comic books character.
Yeah, but
keep it light, like the first one was.
But some of those were.
And the other thing about the first one was that the soundtrack was like basically Prince. And
Seal.
So that added to it for me.
Seal, too.
Was Seal on there, too?
Kiss
from a Rose. I guess that was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kiss from a Rose, yeah.
His music
the
video.
The first soundtrack, then. None of the other movies matched
first
soundtrack.
True. That's
because we had Prince, bro.
Well, and Seal.
And so, the first one was much lighter, and I liked that better. Excuse for those you serious Batman folks that think Heath's performance the best, I'm not diminishing it. Just wasn't for me. So my Batman was the light one.
That's
Michael Keaton. You do a whole impression of
it. I do. But that's I'm going to save that for you.
And what's your thing about the they didn't leave enough for us, the famous quote from that movie that you always say? Or so you left so little for the few? Or
that's it,
remember,
yeah.
You've quoted it many times. You don't do it anymore now that you're a father?
Done.
You used to say it at least once a week.
I don't think I said it. There's a storm coming. Mr. Wayne, you and your friends better batten down the hatches, because when it hits, you're all going to wonder how you ever thought you could live so large and leave so little for the rest of us.
Thank you.
That's right. That's right. And that's what the Grizzlies are currently saying to the rest of the NBA.
Yeah, y'all forgot about us.
Storm is coming. 12 is cleared. Zach Edey, Rookie of the Year, unanimous. Why are we even going to play the
Let's
game?
Let's go. Sound like two cheerleaders right now. Calm down, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Pump the brakes. I got this man in the Hall of Fame. I love Zach Edey, but let's just pump the brakes a tad bit on consensus favorite to be Rookie of the Year, bro. It's crazy. But, yes, Grizzlies win the second game of the Utah Summer League, and they are back in action today against, I believe, David Jones. David Jones.
No, David Jones last night. You got the Thunder.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. That was last night.
We got to see David Jones last night.
Against OKC tonight.
Yes.
OKC. Again, I don't know who's playing, who's in. Again, the number would suggest that everybody's going to be back. The starters are going to resume play.
It'll be nice.
Because they are 7.5-point favorites.
But I wouldn't be mad at it if you just bring them back out in Vegas. It's fine.
We'll be tuned in either way, for sure. All right, Memphis basketball. As a player, we were wondering when it would come, when would the wing arrive, and he has arrived in the name of PJ Carter. Transfer he was actually a transfer from UTSA, was signed to Rice in the offseason and did not report for classes. And that's why he was able to get flipped, and that's exactly what happened here in this case. 6'5", 31 games last year, 9.5 points a game, 40% from three, 52 of 129. So, you know, if you look at sort of what, UTSA used him as, he was definitely off of a screen, spot-up shooter, off the catch. You know, so I think that's fantastic. And it's really a lot like Kobe Rogers, right? Like, that's kind of feels like Kobe, although maybe his was a little bit more sort of off the dribble. I'm just sort of recalling this anecdotally.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, Kobe had the ball in his hands a little bit more
Yeah, I want to tell you that Penny City is one of the best off-dribble shooters, yeah. long-range shooters in the country.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of a different look here with P.J. Carter. You can run some stuff for him, and you certainly have the bodies there with Musa and Dane Danger and Tyreek Smith. So it's some much-needed A, shooting, because you didn't have enough. I mean, it was just going to fall to Colby Rogers and Nick Jordan. That was not enough. So now you have another credible three-point shooting threat in P.J. Carter, who – You know, listen, he is not a, you know, he didn't go to Iowa State, he didn't play in the Big Ten or anything like that, but he did do it in Division One. This is not some call-up, you're not talking about a JUCO guy. Because the last thing I'd really want to do at this point in the game is say, you know, Chipola College, you know, shot 41%. Like, what the hell does that mean? That don't mean nothing to me. This guy actually did it at the D1 level, and you added him in July. So, I think it's fine. I think it's a fine pickup.
The fact that it is a good pickup, especially at this stage of the game. The fact that Rice had announced his signing, even though he had not made it to classes yet, and that Memphis wasn't just limiting its search to available, quotes around available transfer portal guys, uncommitted transfer portal guys, I think shows you how the sense of, you know, importance, urgency, say it, to get another body in here. You know, that, you know, whether it's Penny or Rick here, you know, it tells you how badly they feel like they need that other wing. They need more depth on the wing. It frames it for you perfectly, because again, there's, you know, you had guys that were available. This is one that's already signed. Rice had even announced him as a signed guy, hadn't reported classes. You know, the fact that you were scouring that, and you're familiar with him, you saw what he did in the AAC,
yep.
And I'm sure you had your eye on him. But the fact that you're, you know, scouring all, you know, every possibility, including guys that are signed, just shows you Penny Hardaway didn't feel like he doesn't feel like he had enough. And again, yes, shooting was a big part of it. We all said it. I mean, especially without David Jones, you were going to need more shooting in here. But, taking a signed guy from one of your conference members is as ruthless as it gets. And, hopefully he'll come in here and be a good fit for Memphis. But that's a tough one for Rice right there. I think it shows you how desperate Memphis is, or at least looks at the situation and says, we need more than what we have. You know,
exactly. Because again, I mean, you could just see a world where you get zoned to death. Like, you have two guys on the court who can shoot at most, you know, and you were just going to get zoned to death. And
he had some good games in conference.
Yeah, I mean, he's a solid, dependable shooter.
27 you know? Against Temple. He knows the AAC. You know, you're not asking him to come in here and be your focal point offensively. Obviously, he's depth. Imagine he'll be behind Colby Rogers, and it's a good addition at this stage of the game.
That's what you need him to be, right? You just kind of need him to come in and do exactly
what he did
last year.
If I'm, those are the pros. If I'm talking cons, are certainly things that may not work out. Well, it's another guy. It's a 1 year guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, we're talking stage of the game. So how many are worth adding in terms of you're hoping to have him for multiple years at this stage of the game? May not be many out there. But back to the point, it's a guy you'll be replacing again next year. And we go back to our point. This is hard. This is hard to do. And the analytics have said this is not a good formula for making the NCAA tournament. John has schooled us on that. And so it's just, again, we've talked about the ones of this class that are multiple-year guys that you really like, because, you know, a P.J. Haggerty maybe is doing it for you multiple years like a DeAndre Williams was. That's the way back to sort of reestablishing some continuity, and he doesn't help you there. But Memphis was in a situation desperate, obviously, to add some depth to the wing. You had to add him. It's not a multiple-year guy, though, Jeff.
Right.
Another one you'll have to replace.
I'll be interested. Obviously, we're so far out from, you know, from any of these preseason media votes taking place. I don't even think, you know, in terms of conference, I don't think you're going to see, like, AAC or, you know, SEC or anything like that. You know, like, you're not going to see conference. Well, there's some. There's Big 12, Big East, Big 10, SEC futures out. So okay. I don't think we've gotten AAC yet. I'd be interested, though, how the markets view Memphis. You know, Joe Lunardi has them in, but I don't think he's updated it in a while. And he's also operating under the presumption that they win the AAC as the AQ.
Right.
So, you know, that I think that's an important distinction there. It's not like he's got Memphis in as a 6 or 7. He's got him in as, you know, a 9 winning the American. But individually, there are certainly some pieces on this team that are good enough. I mean, Tyrese Hunter's good enough. He did it at Texas last year. Dane Danger was a you know, I think that, again, there are questions with all of these guys, just like there are going to be questions with most players. Dane Danger, can you play more than 15 minutes a game? Because he's going to be a starter.
With this guy in the mix, not saying it's some huge move of the needle, but you wouldn't give the tip of the – you wouldn't sort of give the nod to Memphis over UAB at this point? Yeah, I know we've discussed there's a good possibility maybe they're co-favorites. But don't – I mean, shouldn't Memphis be the winner in the AAC? I can't look at what UAB's got with the big and what gains and say that that's better or that it should be better than what Memphis has. I mean, Memphis should be the automatic qualifier.
Right. They should,
you should
be.
Even
they
with what you have, you should be better than UAB.
They should be.
This season.
But, you know, will they be? I think that's you know, that's what I am perpetually kept up at night about. So, but you listen, it's solid. It's not spectacular. And I think that's where it fits with the rest of it, right? Like, it's solid. You could see it coming together. You could also see, you know, it not being enough.
Maybe it was always only going to be solid as the ceiling if you couldn't get David Jones back.
Right. No, I agree with that.
How much different is it if a Kaluma's on here? A guy that you said by the end of things you didn't want anyway because he's so inefficient, especially for the price.
That's my
point.
Yes.
Once David Jones was out, how much better was it going to get?
Agreed.
Maybe the top you were going to – the ceiling was solid at that point. It was solid. That's it.
This is going to absolutely like be better than Kaluma would have been. You would have had to pay a lot more.
There you go.
As we said,
it's a better fit, at least from that
Kaluma
standpoint.
Was the most inefficient player, you know, in college basketball last year.
It wasn't going to change how you felt about this team going into next season.
No,
based on the inefficiency. You may have felt a little better
after I did some
because you got another body.
A deep dive into Kaluma, I was like very anti-Kaluma addition, very anti, and I would have been critical of that. That would have been another case to me of, okay, you're just sort of going for the talent. You know, you're just sort of going for the shiny thing as opposed to doing the best thing for your team.
Mm-hmm.
PJ Carter fits way more in with
Agreed.
What Memphis needs
Agreed.
Than a Kaluma.
And we said it should be more about fit this season.
I think you have to be realistic. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be realistic about what is available and what Memphis could do.
Right.
You know, they play their cards, and unfortunately they played their cards poorly. And this is sort of what you have to do now. You have to kind of deal with the situation. And so I think this is probably among the best, you know, ways they could have done that. And we'll see. I mean, credible three-point shooter, that's it. You know what I mean? That's what you're adding. That's good enough for me. That should be good enough for Memphis. If he can do exactly what he did last year, that's what I like. Like, I don't think P.J. Haggerty can do what he did last year. That's a big sort of hang-up for me. If PJ can do what he did last year, though,
he can still come down a bit and still be your leading guy.
He could.
I mean, what was it, 21 or something? 20?
Yeah.
It could still be, you know, 15, 16 on a more balanced unit.
Yeah.
14.
It'll just be different for him. It'll just be so different, and it's hard to predict how it will go. But if PJ Carter can just say, I'm going to be 9.5 on 40% shooting from three, beautiful. That's perfect, man.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to guess. We ain't got to say you got to do this. You got to come down. You got to go up. You just do exactly what you did last year, and we're going to be just fine.
They desperately needed a second guy.
Yeah,
because you can't go into the season banking on Jordan to be your second most efficient 3-point shooter, you know, behind Kobe. You needed this other wing, and hopefully it translates again. It's the same level, you know, and he did it against AAC competition last year.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the addition, and that's the news for Memphis basketball. We'll come back. Norton Hurd IV going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Peach Jam, Memphis basketball, and just the comings and goings of Summer League with him at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, Artie Turner, yes.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Norton Hurd, the fourth, is going to join us at 1:25. We do have a little bit of Olympic news. Kawhi Leonard is withdrawing from the Olympic team. And I get the emails. I think it's because I'm part of the Olympic community. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know I'm like FIBA king type on that type of time. Like,
that's weird that you get them.
No, I don't think it's weird at all, big fella.
I used to be on the that email list when the Hoop Summit was here.
Yeah.
And for years after, I would get their emails.
When
not now. You never cover Hoop Summit, so you don't deserve it.
I bet on FIBA, bro.
You get the emails from who? Team USA? Because you bet on FIBA? No.
Well,
who do the emails come from?
This one, the announcement came from USA Basketball Communications.
Yeah, you should not be on their email list. You have covered nothing for them.
I cover everything for them.
No, I actually was at Hoop Summits here in Memphis, and I was on there.
I watched the World Cup.
And then when they saw me not at any more Hoop Summits, they took me off.
You didn't even watch the World Cup last year. You denounced
the World Cup. You don't get on the Team USA email list watching World Cup, fool. We'd have a bunch of fools on there then.
Did you watch World Cup last year?
I watched that third place game where we lost. Yeah, we watched the opening. We were so giddy about Jaren. What are you talking about? We were all watching.
Yeah, but see,
especially when it started,
y'all front runner.
Then we found out we were sorry.
I watched the title game, Germany,
because you had bet on Germany. We know.
That was a fun day.
Yeah, you didn't even remember who was in the third place game. You were so locked in on Germany.
It didn't matter to me.
Right.
I had the future on the winner.
You only cared about being right about Germany.
36-1.
So you really didn't even watch USA last year.
100 page 37. Are you kidding me? And I bet on Germany in the title game.
The point is, we will be watching
right
this year,
and you will
with
not
this
be,
team.
And you will not be watching Kawhi Leonard. Instead, as USA Basketball Communications wrote me, you will be watching Derek White.
They didn't write to you.
No, they did. They said, it says, look what that says, to me.
It doesn't say, dear John, you're just on the email list.
I don't need them to. They know. They know this is coming straight to me. We have that kind of communication, me and USA Basketball.
I'm going to hit up Kurt and tell him to take you off.
Kurt? Is that who this is?
Yeah, Kurt Gunther was the guy that ran it for a long time. I don't know if he's still with him. I think his name was Kurt. No, it's not Kurt Gunther. That guy, he was at Memphis. It's Kurt something.
Okay.
You know how I get my name.
It's Kurt Angle. America. That's who it is, bro. But Derek White is replacing Kawhi Leonard. Now, let me ask you, I'm going to ask you two questions. One, do you like Derek White as a replacement?
Yes.
Okay, two, if I told you that two Boston Celtics were on the United States team and none of them included the finals MVP, what would you say?
I see what you're saying.
What would you say? Chocolate man.
It is sort of a snub to my
Shaft.
Man. To my man, Shaft. It is a snub.
And he tweeted just a few minutes ago the, you know, the eyeglass emoji.
That's kind of hating on your teammate, too, in a way. By going public with it at all,
it is
after
actually
White,
like,
after Derek's
y'all
name,
y'all pick Derek
to it.
White after, over me?
Yeah, I, you know, just in that situation,
yes,
I think I would go ahead and be quiet because he is my teammate.
Tough spot.
And just got signed up. I'm going to be with
spot,
him,
man.
And so, you know, not that that's going to rub off and next year it makes any difference, but still, there's a way to handle it, a way not to handle it. Jaylen Brown got snubbed because the way you put it, if you're going to take two Boston Celtics and you're taking Derek White and Jason Tatum and not Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they're just optically wrong.
Right,
Jaylen Brown's freaking finals MVP. I mean, he showed us this year.
Yeah.
He showed us a different level.
He did.
And I did. I felt he took me to another level of admiration for his game and sort of the, I'm going to put my foot down, do what I got to do.
Let me ask you this.
So I feel where he's coming from. Still, though, you know, you gotta keep that in-house when it's your teammate.
But, you know, I feel him. I mean, that's tough.
I feel him completely.
Because
he could argue he should have already been on there, you know. You got some Halliburtons and those kind of things.
Yes.
I'll take, you know, and I've said they got the right guy over Brunson because you need, as opposed to a scorer on this team, which he was for the World Cup team last year, Brunson, you need a guy that's a facilitator, which Halliburton was more of last year. That said, if there's a, you know, if there's a guy, a weak link on the team, it's him. And come on, Jaylen Brown coming off finals MVP year, won the title.
Yes.
But you had already named this team. But Jaylen probably should have had
But I mean, he was in the camps and stuff, was he not?
I don't know.
Had to have
I'm assuming been. I'm assuming the I'm assuming he probably was.
I have to believe that he was in the you know, training camp and stuff like that. He was a member of the 2019 World Cup team. He So I mean it's definitely
I would say snub.
And I wonder, like, do you think this is something that...
I do still like Derek White's fit, though.
No, I mean, it's
because he's on play on both ends.
But if you're replacing Kawhi, right, that's the thing. Is if you're replacing Kawhi, it makes a lot more sense to do it with Jaylen Brown than it does Derek White. I mean, Derek White would be like Halliburton's replacement, wouldn't he? I mean, I'd rather have Derek over Halliburton. Because I know Derek White's a little bit more of a two-guard, but I'm not a Halliburton guy. I don't like his game. And so I would rather have Derek White over Hallie, but that's just me, I guess. I wonder if this has any kind of like chemistry, you know what I'm saying?
By the time training camp rolls around, they'll have already. And Derek White's just not the kind of guy who's going
to stick
it back in Jaylen Brown's face.
Yeah.
You know, or hold it against him that Jaylen Brown went public with his disappointment.
Right.
He's not that kind of guy. He's one of the, you know, one of those teammates going to fall in line. Plus, he's got his money. He's got nothing to be unhappy about.
Right.
He got signed up, so. This is a snub, though.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you can – now, Derek White doesn't have any Team USA history, does he? Or maybe he played for one of the FIBA teams.
I don't know.
In the day. But my point would be that you just said it. Like, Jaylen Brown's got a history with Team USA. And so to pick D. White over him, I would have assumed this was a deal where Jaylen Brown, if you had told me beforehand that it's these two guys and they're taking Derek White, I would have assumed, man, Jaylen Brown got something else to do. Maybe he didn't want to be there. But if you got the chance to get either one, I'm not sure why you're not picking Jaylen Brown. And clearly he thought he should have been picked.
Okay, so did Isaiah Thomas play for Team USA ever?
He was not on that dream team.
He wasn't on the dream team, but did he play for the U.S. team? He did not make the Olympic team.
He didn't even make it as a college guy, like back in the day.
I mean, I'm looking on his Wikipedia right now.
Yeah, I thought maybe he's a Bobby Knight guy. Maybe he made it then. That'd have been the only, but no, he wasn't on.
He
the
was
dream.
Selected to the 1980 Olympic
there it
team,
is.
But Americans did not play in that one because of the boycott. So
there you go. That was his Indiana.
Okay, so,
but not as a Piston, right?
Yeah. So Tim Hardaway left the dream team number two for the 94 world champion, but that's not the Olympia. He was left off. That's the thing. He was famously left off.
Oh, he's still the dream team. Still hates Michael on those guys.
So I'm about to pick the world up.
And Michael told them, don't add him, dude.
I believe this is true. I believe this is what I'm about to say is true. Jaylen Brown is now the only finals MVP in the history of the world that has never played for the American national team in the Olympics.
How did you find out that quickly? The only finals MVP never to have played for Team USA?
Yep.
In Olympics.
In the Olympics.
This is, we're not counting all FIBA days.
Yes, Olympics. Yes.
Okay. Well, that'd be cool.
Even Iguodala played.
Oh.
Even Iguodala played for Team USA. So that's tough, dude. I just went back and looked at all the finals MVPs, right? Like, let's just go through finals MVPs, like American athletes, right? Steph, LeBron, Kawhi, KD, Iguodala, Kobe, Paul Pierce, Dwayne Wade, Tim Duncan, Chauncey Billups, Shaq, Jordan, Hakeem. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure Dumars played, right? Dumars played for the Olympics?
I don't know about Dumars. I don't remember him with the Dream Team.
Okay, so you got to go back to Dumars then would have been the last one in 89.
Okay.
So that would have been the only person that and he played for, he did win a gold medal, but it was with the, it was in the FIBA in 94. So he was okay, so you got, so he's in the company with Dumars. James Worthy was on the Olympic team, right? Had to have been.
Not the Dream Team. I don't think Wortham were made a team. Okay. So that's why I wondered how you had done this so quickly.
Okay, so you got to go back to the 80s then. Fine, yeah, first one since the 80s. And that was just the Dream Team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how far back you got to go. Everybody else that's won a finals MVP made it in the modern era. So and
another point on this that we're leaving off, that Greg Moore messages us, it's really three Celtics and not Jaylen Brown because Drew is on the team.
Yeah, that's true.
We've been saying two.
It's three.
It's three. You took three Celtics.
That's crazy.
And none of them are Jaylen Brown.
It's 100%.
Further adding to his frustration.
Thank you,
Greg. You're right. I mean, we're saying 2-2-2.
That's crazy.
It's three that aren't named Jaylen Brown.
That's a slight.
That's
and
exactly
so,
right.
Yes, it is. And I can completely understand where Jaylen Brown's coming from. And now I even get the whole frustration and going public with it. I mean, hell, yesterday I was going public with my car situation.
You did go
public. When it boils over, so you know, I have it. That's what I'll say.
You have it.
Yeah.
That's what I
appreciate Brad taking the call yesterday, or else it may still have been sitting there ready to go.
Wow.
Anyway, back to the point. I feel that, man. Yeah, it's three Celtics, and none of them are the finals MVP.
That hurts.
How?
I honestly
maybe
don't
even
know.
Derek White should have said, man, I am grateful for this call. Y'all are humbling me.
Can I make
it? But y'all need to take Jaylen Brown.
Maybe
he even should have done that.
I don't want to slight him anymore,
seriously.
But I will say, style of play, can we make an argument that he, because he's a slasher with a bunch of better slashers on
but
that
he was
team.
D-ing up this year, too.
You can, I know.
He's a two-way guy just like Derek White is, and you would argue he's a higher level. I mean, I'll give Derek White defense. I mean, I think dude gets up in you in a way that maybe Jaylen Brown doesn't. Jaylen Brown's still a great defender.
But his defense is at a different level than Brown. And Brown is a scorer.
Only,
and they got
is
a
it different level? Is it different
I
level?
I think it is.
I think it's maybe a different level of effort this year. But
maybe.
Either one. They're
he got
both
paid
effective
off of
as two-way guys.
Yeah, no, you're right.
This is a slight, dude.
It is
you
definitely
have
a slight.
All three Celtics are the big.
Yep, that's a slight.
Yeah, it's a slight.
Yeah, I mean.
Folks going to add Porzingis.
Hell no.
So he just got
Peyton Pritchard.
USA.
Peyton Pritchard, right.
They just call Peyton and say, will you be available if Halliburton gets
hurt? Bro, this cat from the Duke, though, like, he legit probably should be on teams.
Maybe it's a deal where someone within the within Team USA, like with Jordan, you know, keeping freezing out Isaiah, maybe there's some internal hate, whether it's Grant
dynamic.
Hill,
yep.
Who's picking the team. Mm. I don't know how his 2019 FIBA thing went. But maybe there's some hard feelings or something that were...
That could be.
You know, that's part of the story.
Maybe it's
clearly
culture.
He's got a case.
I don't know.
Unless he's just a wild man for Team USA last time he was out there, I don't understand why he's not on the team.
Yeah.
Especially when you had a chance to pick subs here.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic here. And You know, I feel bad because, you know, Jaylen Brown's like, dude, I don't know what y'all want me to do. Like, I want Finals MVP on the most dominant team in the playoffs.
Screw you, pal.
But, well, Derek lost a tooth, though.
And you guys.
He gave up. Derek gave up more.
No, I mean, like, honestly, put yourself in Jaylen Brown. It would be like.
No, I can't.
Like.
Because I would.
This is what it would be like.
Be frustrated.
It would be like if, you know, if me, Jeff, and Gabe, you know what I'm saying, got to go to. You know, whatever, New York to accept a Marconi. And we said, that's it for us. You got to stay back, Jason. You got to stay back and hold it down in Memphis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's like that. It's like
damn, bro.
And you would be like, what?
Because you need to stay behind. I rep this show. You sending up all white.
At the very least,
let me
you
rep.
Come with.
No, that's where I need you be Derek White and stand down.
Well, Derek White didn't
and let
stand
me
down.
Go, because they're only
and I
take,
wouldn't either.
You said Jeff, you said Gabe. They're not going to take both representatives from our show. You need to stand down.
Well, I would say.
Let me go.
Right, but again, they.
And at diversity. Again,
right.
Something you were always preaching about, right?
Well, no.
That's what you need to be pushing here.
I'm going, and so is Derek White.
You're very selfish like Derek White then.
Harris. Well, it's not just Derek. I mean, Drew Holiday's going.
Drew was among the original picks, though.
Yeah, no, he was. He won
so
last
I cannot fault
last
him. Right, right.
Yeah. Although, you know, it might be time for Drew to kind of call it, too. He's up there.
I don't know, dude. He was a difference maker.
He was awesome.
And he's the kind
and
of glue
awesome.
You need that will do anything
yes,
on this
yes,
kind of
is.
Team with all its stars who won't
no,
do
No, look, I love Drew Holiday, okay? To be clear, I am a huge fan.
Yeah, bro going to get all the loose balls.
But he is 34. You
LeBron
know
ain't going to do that.
This is last one, right? This will be his last. And he earned it because he won the gold medal in 2021. So. If he wants to play again, he has a spot. It's
Tatum not step up and say add Jaylen Brown.
I don't think Tatum has that kind of clout.
What
he ain't got that kind.
You
of
You know
clout.
What it is? He's like F him because I should have been Finals MVP.
He might
and leave him off.
They're all
step
mad.
Up, Tatum.
They're all freezing Jaylen Brown out. That's what it
we
is.
We know he was mad.
Oh, he was totally mad. Yes.
And that's why he didn't stand up. Derek should have stood down. Jason should have stood up for his teammate.
You really expect Derek White to say thanks for the invite, but you should take Jaylen Brown?
It's the right thing to do.
Oh, no.
Ain't nobody checking for Derek White while we agree he's a great
fit. You have to take advantage of it.
Dude, you're going to be playing with Jaylen Brown for the next hour. What, did he sign a 4-year deal, Derek White?
I don't want to play with Jaylen Brown. I want to go to Paris, man. I want to play in the Olympics. This is my only chance.
First of all, you got broke tooth. You're ugly. There's no reason to go over there.
That ain't got
you know
nothing
what I'm
to do
saying?
With his game,
I'm
bro.
Just saying. I'm just saying.
I mean, that might be true.
You can go to Paris anytime.
That's what he
say,
might
you got
say.
The money and
he
all
might
that.
Say, I'm ugly.
Jaylen, your I'm teammate going. Is a more deserving pick. What he's done in the league,
yes.
What he did this year,
yes.
All of it.
Yes.
And I'm not saying he's the one at fault. USA Basketball ultimately is at fault. But yeah, it should have occurred to Derek White to say, you know what, I could actually, I mean, he's already ingratiated himself to teammates, but what a gesture, because the world would have agreed with him that Jaylen Brown is the better pick, and oh my gosh, I mean, you almost become legendary by doing that.
Well, legendary.
In a way. He's selfish.
Behind the closed door.
Well, him and Tatum said, come on, bro, and Drew got you. Forget Finals MVP.
This is what
we don't like Chocolate Shaft anyway.
That's what you could say. You could say Derek White said, look, I ain't got no teeth. I'm ugly. This is my only chance to go to the Olympics. Jaylen Brown got the money. He got the Finals MVP. He's
now,
handsome.
That's a good case for Derek White not, again, abstaining is that he will not get another chance. There's
bro,
a good chance he will not get
this
another chance.
It.
That's the only case.
A guy like Derek White who played at Colorado that nobody knew was getting to go to Paris. There is no way that guy is turning down the invitation. Just no way. And I wouldn't expect you to do that if you were him either. I mean, that's just you're asking.
Again, I'm asking you to step down when us three go for the Marconi. You're saying no.
No, I'm not stepping down. I'm not.
You Derek White from the same cloth.
You better find your way
y'all
there.
Y'all selfish. It doesn't even occur to you guys that I can make a bigger statement.
Right.
It's a better gesture
well, they
to
did.
Stand down.
I will say this. I appreciate they did stop nominating us and not giving
yeah,
it
it's
to
not
us.
Happening.
So they would nominate us and they'd remove the football like Lucy every year. And then they just stopped nominating us, which I prefer.
We'll
frankly.
Be back.
It was just getting to be a little too much every year, getting nominated and not winning it.
They don't like the little guy.
But yes, I feel like you're asking Derek White to be the greatest human. You're asking that man to basically be Jesus.
Well, I'm asking Grant Hill to be better first. Make right. the right pick here.
I agree with that.
But then, Derek White, yes, I'm saying it should have probably at least occurred to you
yeah.
that there are three Celtics on this team, and none of them are Jaylen Brown.
Right. No, I think you sent him a nice text. I think you're like, hey, man, that's rough. That's a tough one, dude. We'll do it for you, man.
We'll win it for you. How about you just stay home?
I ain't staying home, dog. I'm going to Paris.
LeBron don't want to throw the ball to you.
I don't care.
Derek White.
I want a gold medal, bro. I want the medal.
Like, which of these things doesn't look like the other one on this team now?
Halliburton.
Derek White.
Halliburton.
No, at least Halliburton is the face of his franchise. What are you talking about? Derek White, bro, with the rest of these dudes, Steph, AD, Embiid.
Right.
It's wrong.
Right.
Man, they just do Jaylen Brown wrong any chance they get. They really do.
Hey, I appreciate that somebody in the room is standing up for Jaylen Brown for sure. Because nobody in USA Basketball
was. Dude, he became one of my favorite players this year. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, no, I respect that.
It was documented the whole way through.
I respect that.
This guy
that.
Took it to another level.
Is there something we're missing on this?
Again, there must be in-house Team USA reasons for not selecting Jaylen Brown. It could be personal.
Is he a D-head behind the scenes?
We have seen personal reasons of guys not liking each other keep Hall of Famers like Isaiah out. So there has to be something else here. Because it has to occur to you, it has to occur to Grant Hill, that I'm about to have three Celtics, and I don't have the Finals MVP.
Right. Right.
It had to occur to him.
Yep.
So something else is clearly there.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Jaylen is clearly frustrated.
Yes.
Maybe adding.
Because, Jaylen Brown is young enough. He could be on the next one, though, right? He'll be on the next. I know that doesn't help him today, but he'll be on
the next. He can be on the next one, yeah,
sure. Yeah, he's 27. He'll be on the next USA team.
Tell it to Derek White.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one. I get it.
You go be on the next one.
Because there's just
aren't the Finals MVP.
There's no doubt that they're in the quality of individual player is different. You know what I mean?
Going down the line like we did in all those Hall of Famers in uniform and then seeing Derek White instead of Jaylen.
Imagine Martin, when they get back like to camp and he's like, so, man, Paris was.
Right. Dude, Paris was a movie.
Yeah. Man, didn't you guys have fun?
My Paris was a movie, bro.
Jaylen, what'd you do?
We at the Olympic Village, man. They had so many hoes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're saying Jaylen Brown. So, what did he tweet? Just an emoji?
He tweeted the bi, you know, like the bifocal emoji, you know, like, like, you know what I'm talking about.
So, we can't classify that necessarily as frustration.
Oh, I'm classifying as frustration. There's no reason to tweet that unless you're frustrated.
Well, I'm just saying the possibility that he turned it down and let Derek White go.
Can we
rule that out? I mean, if it's just an emoji that we're basing it on,
he wouldn't
is that
have
not
tweeted a, that if that was the case. He would have said something like, can't wait to see my brothers in action. He wanted to be on that team, and he wasn't.
I would think so.
But don't bring up the Olympic Village.
I don't want to see a story an hour from now that says Jaylen Brown elected not to.
I mean, you go look it up yourself. I mean, that's not a tweet that you would send if you were, like, happy for
your
team.
These guys have reasons for their tweets. You know, Ja doesn't tweet without, you know, it's all part of their telling their story. But
yeah, like, I mean.
I'm just making sure that ain't
that's
a three.
That's the emoji.
That ain't
three
like
of them. Like.
That ain't a three for
That's right as the news was about to drop.
I thought you were telling me it was a three emoji. You know what I'm saying? Like a three. And maybe that could be for Derek. This is three guys in eyeglasses.
Yes.
Yes. You are questioning the decision.
Yes.
I'm back with you now.
At 11:08.
I'm back with
eight
you.
8 minutes
now.
After I got the email that Derek White was selected to the team.
The entire world on the email list got the email.
Well, you didn't get it.
I'm just saying that's on the email list.
Well, you weren't on the list.
They didn't send it to you.
Right.
It's on the list.
Just don't, in training camp, don't bring up Olympic Village. You know what I mean? That's what I would say to, the Boston Celtics.
Man, wasn't that opening ceremony great?
Man, I'm just telling you, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Dog. It was a crazy night.
Jaylen, did you watch it on TV?
That's exactly. Yeah, like you got. Hold on. So who you got?
You guys are laughing at him. You ought to feel sorry for him.
You got Jason Tatum.
I'm kidding, Brad.
Drew Holiday.
Brad, you should though.
Derek White, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird,
the greats.
Who else do we got? Ray Allen.
Ray
on the
Allen,
team.
Of course.
Rajon Rondo actually has been named to the U.S. Olympic team. Yeah. Bro, it's crazy. It's amazing.
Did you say Kevin Garnett? Was he in there?
Yeah. We got Garnett for sure. Yeah. Pierce is actually going to run it back one more time.
Bring
with
him
us.
Back. Yeah.
And then just basically
honorary.
Brian Scalabrine has actually just been named to the Olympic team.
Scal, forgot about him. They'll put him on.
He's the DEI hire. It's definitely a tough day, you know, for because again, I assume he wanted to be there and wanted to be considered, and he was.
I think that tweet confirms that.
Yeah, exactly. So
yep, that's a slight.
I agree with that entirely. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. We'll talk to him about this and this selection and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
How can you not be romantic about sports?
Yes,
my favorite sentence in this entire story is a spokesperson for Major League Media.
They have a good PR firm over there.
Sidebar here. Tip the cap to Joey Chestnut. He's trying to push out the Impossible plant-based dog.
Maybe they can mess with him a little bit, too, and say, you know, Impossible dogs, they're a little bit more difficult to eat, I would suppose, than a Nathan's hot dog, like taste-wise and the speed of it. You make them eat those.
I didn't think these glizzy eaters would take themselves so seriously, though. Like, how seriously? You eat for a living. Like, you do events
Chestnut
where
is an
people
American
eat
hero.
Themselves to death. Like, potentially throw up after eating. It's a very American.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN. Or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN, an Odyssey sports station.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.